chicken radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
And yes, we are back. It's hour number two. Dr. K is still with us for a few moments. Dr. K, knowdisinfo.com is your website, and you've had attacks on there. You've been hacked. You've been basically shut down a couple of times. You've had to resurrect the site. And it seems to be the same people, fly-by-night, hit-and-run attacks from people like Posner and others affiliated with some of these major hoaxes, gun control hoaxes in the United States. What is the problem with these people preferring darkness to light, that they're so frightened of information? If they have a legitimate complaint against you or anybody for that matter, a researcher
they're just cheap
as a
shots, you know. They have enough control and they're well positioned to push a button. What truth seeker has a powerful position that they could just push a button and censure the world? Only Jewry does that, and that's who's behind it, and that's who's frightened of the information. So those are the people who run that entity. They run Google. They run all those entities, and they can do it.
Evidently, they can do it. But, you know, again, the evidence, the burden, in my opinion, is on them, because where you have a wide enough field of experts in the field of science, in the field of examining forensic evidence like yourself, to question these acts and call them hoaxes, wouldn't you want to settle it once and for all? Wouldn't you want to prove to the world that, no, it wasn't a hoax? My little Johnny and my little Janie were killed. I think the first thing you would want to do is to fend off all the fake tears and come clean and say, let's settle this matter once and for all.
Yep. Yeah,
and that's something they don't seem to want to do. Yeah.
We've never had – I don't think there's been – any time when No Disinfo has had, I think No Disinfo has made some mistakes. And I pulled some posts, or maybe they weren't mistakes, but we didn't have enough evidence to withstand the counter. But in the common hoaxes like Sandy Hook or Boston smoke bombing or Nice or Munich or whatever,
Manchester,
all of the English ones, London Bridge, and nobody ever challenged anything, not one. And no relative ever challenged anything. No one ever, when we said somebody faked their death, we've yet to have anybody challenge that. That's never happened. Yeah.
No, legally they haven't challenged it.
Harassment and intimidation and calling and writing threatening letters and getting YouTube to pull videos and pull posts and threatening.
And posting on your site, trolls, obviously.
Oh,
attacking.
Many.
Personally, professionally, and so forth. Kill a messenger, not a message, that sort of thing. Yeah. But we see, like, in instances like Boston, where we know there was an entire staged occurrence there, no question that the federal court was in on this whole federal operation. Judge O'Toole was in on this. The previous Boston police commissioner, William Davis, the current one, William Evans. Well, we had a whole bunch of firemen there leave for lack of confidence in the leadership. Police, some of them have left too, and they won't make a public issue of it. And I know that in Sandy Hook, for instance, they were afraid to, because some were being prosecuted for speaking out of class. They weren't supposed to speak, sign the attribution, no attribution clauses. and some of them were making noise. So that was hushed up by the media very
yes,
quickly.
Yes, it was hushed up. And as I say, whenever we have demonstrated like a fake death or a fake bullet wound or fake injury, fake blood, tempera paint, there has never been a single forensic or medical or relative counter to our laying out of actual moulage or makeup and that. Whether an event, a specific event, did or did not occur, there are still some that are on the table. But I will say that 95% or a huge percentage of all the school shootings or public mm-hmm. shootings, those were all staged in the last 10 years. There may be a couple exceptions.
Well, mostly since 2013 and 14, and this is why they have been with each hoax, they've been trying to up the ante.
Yeah, no, this is a big up ante here, this Vegas thing. Just the numbers, 58 dead and then having 58 fake funerals and 58 fake wakes and 58 fake relative groups and, 58 honoring videos. And that's just, you overwhelm. And so if you look at YouTube, you'll see, because there's nobody countering it, you'll see that the vast majority of the people are completely bamboozled. They absolutely believe it's real. One woman came up to me, I've known her for 20 years. She said, no, it's real. I said, nah, come on, look at the, no, the guy, I saw the pictures. I saw him dead on the floor. Mm-hmm. I said, do you have, mm-hmm. Well, you may be right. It kind of did look a little fake, but.
Well, people can be fooled now, and you alluded to it earlier, and I'll let you go after this. You said something about the fact that the digital media advancements now have progressed to the point where we have the virtual reality, we have the scenarios where they can replicate or create out of thin air any scene now involving police departments, which have been bribed through Homeland Security, and years ago it was the Law Enforcement Agency, LEAA. Now directly through Homeland Security, we have police departments corrupted by the mafia, the Jewish mafia, to the point where they're in such straits, their pensions are going belly up to them, and now they'll take whatever money under the table that can be had. I mean,
and you just don't know how much they have to pay these people to disappear for a while, or maybe like Sandy Hook, they really didn't disappear, they showed up at the Super Bowl. So obviously we don't have a chance in this respect. They're going to keep spending the taxpayer money to manipulate, to obfuscate, and to attack the people. Be prepared. It's going to continue, like you said. I'll see you later, Mr.
Adams. They even admitted millions of dollars, $3 million or more, were paid out in the South Carolina church massacre situation there.
Yeah. And then they collect the millions from the bamboozled public. This is why I keep posting. It's so tyrannical that you lie. You kill people in the Middle East. You kill them in the Philippines. You kill them in Burma. You slaughter them in Africa. You vaccinate to kill. You kill. It gets no publicity. You don't kill. It gets all the publicity. So there you have it.
Yeah,
good to talk to you again.
That's Kane Seedline. Thank you, Dr. K. It's wonderful to have you back. We continue to support you, and thank you very much.
I appreciate that. I really do. Bye now.
You're one of the best. Thank you, sir. All right. I appreciate that. Now I want to bring up Art from Philly. NoDisinfo.com goes to bed right now, and we bring up NoPlaceForCorruption.com. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. We just had a great exposure of how YouTube now is, shutting down channels like Dr. K's, No Disinfo, Links, and so on and so forth, his videos. You know, they're doing it to a host of people who are, I guess, just stepping on too many big toes, aren't they?
Well, who owns it? Google, okay? And who's Google pandering to? I mean, on No Place for Corruption, I show that the executives of Google are basically in bed with the State of Israel's top leadership. There's photos there.
Absolutely.
Right. And also want to give a kudos for Eli Gelman. Eli Gelman is the chairman of the board of this little company called Amdocs, based at 1390 Timberlake Manor Parkway in Chesterfield, Missouri. The same Amdocs that committed espionage against the United States. the one that's basically teamed up with this little company called Microsoft, and they created this software they called the Unified Information Communication Layer, from which Office 365, SharePoint, and Skype go through. And to show how much of an American company they are, after spying on us, committing espionage against this country, let's give tribute to Rajat Rija, the division president for Amdocs of India. So much for hiring Americans. So they get a hold of our communication services and they displace American labor, putting the work out of this country. And one other tribute is to Satya Nadella, the chairman, chief executive officer of Microsoft, that good old American company, Buyer American and Hire American. So these are the people that anybody who's using the Microsoft platform realize that they put back doors and are snooping on just about everything that we're doing. Just that's one point I think we need to realize. And we should actually give Eli a special tribute more than once, especially since his company, Amdocs, has their fingers in Skype. Mr. Eli Gelman of Amdocs, the company committed espionage against this country. We all should start realizing Skype is not a good way to communicate and find another way to do it. Although they got some great services, we just need to find another service that does the same thing.
Well, last week, as you know, we were just totally shut down with Skype, okay? Now, this week, it has been functioning. Couple of times it acted up again and was not available. So we know that between Skype and other forums, then we have the phone company. Cox is pretty corrupt. They're notorious. Amdocs, you mentioned them, but we mentioned also the Verizon. All of these major telecommunications companies now are actually working with this government, which is under the heel and the boot of the Zionist regime. Okay. So they work with the NSA. We know that. We know that the laws, the NDAA is coming up again, the Defense Authorization Act. And we know that in the last so-called revision, what they did was they took this business of the NSA directly spying on Americans and surveying their mail, their phone calls. They have the phone companies doing it for them, right? You remember? This is what they've done.
Yeah.
But who's
yeah.
to say that they follow the law to begin with? Nobody follows the law who is in deep state. Deep state can do whatever it wants. Friends, you can have all the laws you want. Congress is, as one congressman years ago from your state said, Joe Clark, he said in his book, the sapless branch. That's what it is. It has no sap, no leaves. It's dead trees, okay? They are impotent. I mean, they can do a lot, but they won't, simply because Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. It's just that simple. And we're seeing that now. We'll see it in the couple of months ahead with regard to the business of decertification of this Iran agreement, which, by the way, I'm no fan of agreements. I think these agreements are extortion and blackmail to countries like Iran. You can't very well force them, except they were in a position where they wanted the sanctions removed. While you're not even looking at the guy down the street who has all the nukes in the world, you know, the regime in Tel Aviv. So, I mean, it's kind of a joke. We know that. It's preposterous. But it's all designed to bring about, in my opinion, what Mr. Trump has said, and that is peace and prosperity. Now, why is it? He's threatening nations. He, you know, this saber-rattling all over the world, and yet he's talking peace while he's talking war. Because we know what these Zionists, these Kenites, really want is to create a world coming together under a false sense of peace, because that's what it says in the scripture. Satan will come peacefully and prosperously. So he wants to create fear, and his children create fear. They always have. And out of the fear comes what? Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Rahm Emanuel.
Right.
So this is what they're doing.
Now, I'll give you a different viewpoint on Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
Possibly this could be one avenue of why this came about is it might have been an internecine mob war, okay?
Internecine, right? Yeah.
Yes, okay. Right. So it might be two warring factions. It might be the Brahmin faction, which is the ones being victimized right now, against the Likud factions, which would be the Adelson side. Why would this happen? Well, you might remember American Free Press said Edgar Brahmin Sr., the king of the Jews, is dead. Okay, so that created a power vacuum. And this might be one of the consequences of that power vacuum between these two very powerful organizations. Very similar
to the... Anything is possible if we had any evidence to that effect. I do say you can also extend that over to Harvey Weinstein. Now, this is a case that I wanted to talk about at this hour quite a bit, because as we know, I mean, this fireball that started emanated from the New York Times. And it, I mean, here's a guy, Harvey Weinstein, that is a part of the tribe which runs Hollywood, runs the press, it runs all of the major networks, all of the communications industries. So what led them to actually be motivated to throw the first volley at Weinstein and his company? And now the ripple effect is just amazing. I mean, I see the hand of God in all of this anyway. I see that I believe these buzzards are turning on each other, and they're actually feeding off each other now, just as Amazon, you know, is a Jewish-run company, as we know, is causing many businesses, including many Jewish merchants, to close their shops as well. So they are parasites, and when they've taken all they can from the host, they start feeding off each other. So this is wonderful what's happening. I want to talk about it a little bit later, but that's just a parallel to what you're saying about the Bronfman crime family in Las Vegas.
Right. Now, another thing is we recently had reported in our local paper, Philly.net, which is owned by Lester Cram. Basically, it's owned by one of the Annenberg interests. What they had in there was it reported that the Attorney General for Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, is going after the Trump administration for the partial repeal of Obamacare, where he's trying to force the Trump administration to pay for abortion, for abortions. Now, Josh Shapiro is also in charge of prosecuting organized crime. What has he done? Oh, he went after some guy who was basically forging license plates and selling them. So people like truckers would use false license plates, and if they have an accident, there was no traceability of who they really were. So he got caught. $2 million fine. Yet somehow, Josh Shapiro supports anybody who is doing contracts with the state of Pennsylvania who won't support subcontracting the business to Israeli-owned companies. He wants to basically disbar him from getting any state contracts. And at the same time, he's a strong supporter of the Anti-Defamation League No Place for Hate program. He said that directly. Mm-hmm. So here it is, a guy who's got strongly affiliated with Jewish mafia organized crime, running as the Attorney General of the state. What a joke.
Okay.
And let's remember Senator Bob Casey there, the sponsor of the hate law, the Matthew Shepard Act, and he's up for election in 2018. So anybody from Pennsylvania or anybody you know, get the word out that you want to really put it to him. Get Bob Casey out of U.S. Senate for Pennsylvania next year in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very true. No, you're pointing out again the ties, the vast network of interloping associations and intersecting interests, and they all are of a single tribal entity, and we know why from the scriptures. Now we see the city of Jerusalem acting up, and I was just reading how they're tearing up mobs now are going through the old city of Arab East Jerusalem. And they're terrorizing the people there. I mean, you talk about vandalism and a spree of violence. And this is not just by accident. This is stirred up by the Netanyahu government and that regime. And it's all leading up to the kind of disruption, the kind of turmoil, the kind of upheaval that can help bring in a total unification of that city. And they can declare it as their capital of the world. You see, this is how cunning and how clever and vile these people really are. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump wants to deal with Iran. Well, of course, Iran is not the problem. All right, we'll come back and we'll take Michael, or we'll take, let's see, I believe it's Frank in North Carolina, and we will take, Michael's gone, so we'll take her in Wisconsin next. Stay tuned, folks. Mark, Billy, Rick Adams, a lot more to talk about today. Stay with us.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You really value the truth and the opportunity to bring out this information, then do as you're told. If you God lays it on your heart to support us, then certainly you support us. And the only way you're going to hear me, because I am at the point now where I'm doing it all as a volunteer effort, not for me, not for my benefit, but for the benefit of the truth, for the people of God to know what will befall them in these times. Okay, so if you feel a burden, then do it. If you don't, so be it. But if you wish to donate, whatever, and you know, you realize your money's not going to be worth anything anyway. You realize your real estate is not going to be worth anything anyway. It's only things of God that last forever. The truth is that precious commodity. So support RBN and John Stadtmiller. And also listen in to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock this week. Tune in to him on his site, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, because he has Rick Adams and also has a whole bunch of other great, great guests that many of you probably never even knew existed, on exposing the Holocaust and exposing the white genocide that's taking place across this planet. And it is real. It's not made up. All right, Art, are you ready for some calls?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to the phones now and take some calls for Art. And I believe our first call right now is Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank. Come on up.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, Rick, I was thinking, I know it's not maybe something you admire or anything, but I have like this fallback, this fail-safe. And it's like, when in doubt, trust nothing. Just don't believe anything. We know we're being lied to. We know we're being played as a bunch of suckers. But yeah, and anything that comes out of the mainstream is suspect.
Right.
And a lot of times, if you're ever involved in a news story, if you were an eyewitness or were there, you look at the way it's written up in the newspaper or something, you're like, wow, where were they? Because they can't even get it right. I mean, I don't know if it's laziness or what, but I mean, they can't get anything right. They don't seem to really care. And then you got the other aspect where, you know, it's all about propaganda, manipulation, disinfo, you know, fooling the people, manipulating the people. It's all agenda-driven, most of the news and everything. But, yeah, I just tend not to believe anything. You know, I just
well,
I
you
file
know,
it
the
away.
Rule of thumb is that, is don't believe it unless they can prove it. You know, you have to prove what you're saying, what you're claiming, even though you have video and photographs. You have to prove that it actually is happening because, as I said, we're living in the digital age, and ever since 2001, since that attack, we now have a whole new set of rules in this world of illusion and this world of deception. And that's why in the scripture says that deception will get so great that even the elect of God, even those who are sealed in their minds, would be deceived if it were possible. It's so thick, you know, it's going to be so foggy out there that people, your own relatives, will say you're a basket case and put you away. They're going to send you to Satan and say, look, this guy is a little crazy. He just doesn't believe that you're the man Christ. Come back, you know? So, all right, then, anything else did you want to say?
Well, I'm just particularly intrigued by this guy, and Chris in Nevada mentioned him in the first hour. As Chris said, he was to the left of the Sheriff Lombardo in that first press conference that I saw back the day, it was Monday, two or three weeks ago, whenever this happened, and he really stuck out to me as a very intimidating kind of a guy. I mean, not physically, but just the intensity. He was the kind of thin guy with the white shirt, no tie, a dark colored suit jacket, crew mm-hmm. cut, real short, close cropped, crew cut, dark hair. I mean, he just had Israeli agent written all over him, and he was to the mm-hmm. right of your TV screen. So if you're watching the press conference on TV, you saw the sheriff, and then you saw him, I think, immediately to the sheriff's right. And he looked like he was ready to jump on the sheriff. If he spoke out of line, he looked like he was literally ready to pounce on anybody and stick a knife on him.
Well, either this the chief, the sheriff there, Lombardo, is a good actor, or he is somewhat frightened of this whole thing, because it's clear that he's very nervous. He's putting on tears and so forth, and quite frankly, he may be one of the bamboozled ones who's being used to this effect. But you're right, agents from Mossad, from his. Are heavily involved in the local police departments across America now. That's a given fact, my friend. Thank you, Frank. Break time. We'll come back with the other callers, Burr, and maybe Ken will be back up here. And we also have a couple of others. We have a lot more to say if we can find the time. Stay with us, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Thank you, Frank. By the way, I guess, we have this chat room set up by one of our listeners, deadlyexperiment.chatango, chatango.com. So you can go there, and many of you have a lot of comments for us, for me, for our guests, for all of us. So thank you very much for that. I guess Murr from Wisconsin, I think you have something to do with that. Is that right, Murr?
Rick?
Hello? Yes,
Rick,
come on
I
up.
Did.
Thank you.
Yeah, I set that up last October 6th, Friday,
yes.
Friday evening, and I wasn't sure if it got through to you, so I resent it.
Yes,
and
I just didn't have a chance to mention it, that's all. So,
yeah, I sent
that's
it
okay.
to Dr.
Thank you for
mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent it to Dr. K, too, and I don't have Art's address, but you could send it to him if he wants it. But
that's
I wanted to be sure and let you know that this is false information yet again about the Aaron Rouse being Podesta's son-in-law. It's a
oh,
different
Oh, this is
Rouse.
False info you're saying now?
Yes, Gordon Rouse. And it's the same writer, Baxter Dimitri. Look for that name as an author. That'll be false news. He's the one that also, he's the one that also put out about the Ronald Bernard, our Dutch bank whistleblower, right, that he was dead, and it was a Ronald Bernard Fernandez who had died the month before. He also put out a false story about the one lady that was at the concert, and she has epileptic problems, and she died either in a seizure or after one at home. But he wrote an enthralling story about that, too. So that's three I know of right there, and I've seen other ones online. But I also wanted to tell you about BitChute, BitChute. It's an alternative to, alternative to YouTube.
Right. You sent that to me as well, yes.
Yeah, okay, you did get it. Good, good.
Yeah.
It's good to have Art on, too. I see they attacked his site there again, Art, last week when he, I was trying to get into it. Oh, and it's .com. I think you said .org, if I'm not mistaken. No, that's okay. I just, I caused trouble by correcting.
It's okay. Well, Art, did you have something to say about noplaceforcorruption.com?
It's
fixed. I really enjoy his thorough work. I wanted to ask Art too, and you, if seems to me, although I'd like to believe that this is just a false flag and no one was hurt, it looks to be a hybrid, which has happened before, where some people are killed, but then they're forced to shut up.
Well, it could be, but we don't really have enough to go on. That's the problem.
They use the crisis actors in the hospital and everything. And the best thing to do is to stop consuming Talmud's dream media altogether. Stay out of Plato's caves and movies.
True. Unfortunately, you have to expose them, too. So you got to see what they're saying and what they're not saying.
Yes, but they've ramped up the psychological conditioning, so it's irresistible to your subconscious, so it's dangerous. You can go in there looking at it, and suddenly, I guess pedophilia is not that bad.
that's a given, I appreciate that. Thank you. Anything else before we move along?
Last night was Friday the 13th, and in October, no less, so the pedo-Satanists were just giddy with sacrificing delight and torturing. But
imagine.
It was also, interestingly enough, the 710th anniversary of the Knights Templar. And, of course, they're worked back to be Jewish, of course.
Well, these Sons of Cain, have been active throughout all of these years of their creation in the garden. So it's not surprising, They went east of Eden, and then, of course, they've traveled throughout the world. And they may be known as Khazars, whatever you want to call them. They intermingle with the Edomites in Russia, particularly now. So they're in the driver's seat. They're not called Sons of Cain for nothing. They are murderers.
There's clearly Neanderthal blood in there too. I mean, just look at them. You can see the way they're built, and there's no frontal.
Well, look at Harvey Weinstein. I don't like the name fall. Nevertheless, having said that, I've always said that he and his brother Bob look like pigs. They look just like hogs in the trough. And then you look at Spielberg and you see a rat. You see a muskrat. And, it's like Jeremiah said, the show of their countenance doth witness against them. It's like the features. It's horrible.
Yep.
They're ugly. Now you know why they go after goy women in Hollywood and little boys. Now you can understand why this is just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm hoping this will bring forth an avalanche against them that will just consume Hollywood and the whole media. That's one good thing about the Trump thing is that it is, to some extent, art backfiring on them in the sense that God's using it for his delight. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes. Oh, let me tell you one more thing. While this was unfolding in Vegas, what was not being talked about? Just like when O.J. trial, masked the fact that the Clintons were having the Whitewater investigation that never proceeded any further than that. And there's tons of bodies buried on that property. But guess what was being hidden? How Trump was dealing with Puerto Rico, which was very good. But they let the food sit and rot in port. So they didn't want any. And he was actually going to start Jubilee there and spread it you know, and have actually have a currency reset. We'll see what happens.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, we can speculate, but the main thing is, remember, everything you see, as Frank said, is just one big dialectic today. It's all delusion minds.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much for your good work, Mur. And I want to go on to, let's see, is it Russ in Minnesota next? Come on up. You're next,
Russ. I just heard
we'll bring up Bruce.
I just listened a couple of days ago to a man being interviewed here locally in Minnesota whose son was shot in one of the victims at the concert in Las Vegas. You know, there's people who claim that, you know, that Sandy Hook was a hoax. Nobody was actually hurt. The show that which follows your show is Deanna Spingola. She's debunked all of those hoaxers like Wolfgang Halbig and Jim Fetzer, who tried to claim that there were no actual victims at Sandy Hook. It was the same thing going on. You're saying quacks, like this Dr. K, you know.
You used to call here quite a few years, Russ. We know who you are, so you could just hang it up right now. You're a phony. You're a troll. All right, you could dump him and go on to somebody who has something to say. All right, Bruce in Texas is up next. Come on up, Bruce.
Wow, what an honor. A long-time listener, I finally get to
Thank
talk
you.
To you. Okay. Hey, good on that caller before the last one, talking about the Neanderthal genetic influence and these people that dominated. That's exactly right. And I think we all need to wake up to that fact. I want to talk about the dangers of the back scanner x-ray machine.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had personal experience with one of those. You know, they had their mobile, too. They put them in trucks, drive them up and down the street, and what have you. Just before the Fast and Furious case broke into the public domain, I had sold a semi-automatic firearm to a very large a gun dealer who also dealt with federal and state agencies and local police. And after that, maybe a month or two later, I was asleep in my den, and about 2 in the morning I woke up and my TV was glowing. You know, the old-style CRT TVs?
Yeah.
And my other light bulbs were glowing, too. It was like I was bathing moonlight. Like, what's on here, you know? And I look out the window, and there's a van parked next door in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I grab my .45, I jack the slide, I go running out the back to see who the heck is this, and they go burning rubber down the street. Yeah, I mean, getting the hell out of there, you know. And I would like to see a video inside the van to see what they react. But holy crap, you know, I'm sure they never had that reaction before. And about a week later, I got a call from an ATF agent who wanted to ask me about my gun that was found with cartels, you know, in South Texas. And good thing I kept all my receipts. I read them up, the serial number, the receipt number, the date, and everything. And I asked him, I thought you'd come here to my house. He said, well, you have too many dogs, so we thought it'd be better just to talk to you on the phone.
Okay.
I think
that's all nice. I understand. I understand what you're trying to say. But, you know, we want to just stay on topic here. And the main thing is that we're talking about hoaxes and we're talking about frauds. And we have a line of succession.
I think we need to wake up and just stop being scared of these people.
Well, that's true, but
the more false flags they pull, the more intimidated we are. Look at that sheriff. That's embarrassing to me to see him quivering there.
Yes. Well, okay. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate your call, and we agree. We agree on that. Let me just ask Art, because you've been sitting there for a long time. Please give us your reaction to what you've been listening to from our audience now.
With respect to Mandalay Bay?
Anything, Art, because you've been too quiet. Go ahead. This is your section.
All right. Well, the thing I like is people are thinking critically, and they're asking the right questions. So I think you've got a terrific audience, and by asking the right questions, they're going to find out. And the easiest way to dig into something is just do Q bono. Who benefits? Follow the money trail. And the money trail always is true. okay? Because whenever they're doing these big events, there's billions of dollars flowing out of somebody's wallet into somebody else's. And the receiver of that billions of dollars of money usually is the culprit behind it. So that's how I look at things. And it makes it so much easier to figure out things just by doing that than going through all the details of, like, how the World Trade Center, you know, how they took it down and all that, mm-hmm. to say who benefited from it. And it came out real quick. One of the guys benefited was Michael Milliken, as an example. So you could see that he was one of the players in the Enron prosecution, and when I took him Building 7, no prosecution of him. So he benefited, made billions of dollars. But he's just a little guy. He's not powerful enough to carry out.
A whole bunch of people benefited from it, and that's the whole kit and caboodle can be summed up in this whole policy change. And I think a whole bunch of people, like David Raymond Griffin that we've had on in the past, in his books on this subject, prove that you have a police state mindset now. You have a digital mindset that can fake these attacks, that can create false attacks, whether it be any of them that we've mentioned today. You also now have a whole new policy of war for peace, ending, never-ending war in the Middle East. And who benefits from that? Who? Well, we know who benefits from it. Again, it goes back to the city of Jerusalem. So you're right. No place for corruption. You have a lot of good stuff up there, Art, and I'm glad you were able to rebuild it and get it going again. All right, let's talk to Mark, actually, in Georgia. Hello, Mark. You're on the program.
There he is. You can hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, that's good. I do commend skepticism, and the thing about legitimate skepticism is recognizing a principle called plausibility. Well, maybe it's true and maybe it's not. And for some times it's like, well, I can't really tell what the absolute truth is, but I can tell that the official narrative is a lie. It's like this neocon. I'm not saying the guy's stupid. He's brainwashed. And he believes, you know, I told him, well, you know, there was no wreckage of a 757 at the Pentagon. Now, he doesn't really dispute that. He claims that I have to prove things that are completely out of the scope of what we can prove, given that the government is doing anything but coming clean. They're not just being ignorant of any facts that say, excuse me, your account doesn't add up. They're not just ignorant, but willfully ignorant. So the thing I maintain is that whatever I cannot know, God knows perfectly. What I know with a certain measure of, you know, how shall I say, intellectual reserve, that maybe I'm mistaken about things. One thing I'm absolutely certain of, God is not mistaken. And so as far as John Stadtmiller was recently addressing, that he saw a video of this Las Vegas thing, and there was a guy going around taking the pulse of victims, and their eyes were way off and, you know, out. And so he said, you know, from what he's seen of this video, he is quite convinced that a number of people actually died. Now, how many died? Like the hula hoops, it's not that people didn't die. I've seen a document, maybe you've seen this too. It's in German, and the Red Cross did a 3-volume study of the aftermath of World War II. And this one little tab, then the bottom line on that tab was 271,301 Jews died during the Holocaust. So obviously, we're not saying that nobody died, either for the Holocaust or this Las Vegas Mandalay Bay thing.
Well, I don't know. Some are saying
that. Is it being exaggerated?
No.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the principle of skepticism. The principle is be at peace with the unknown, because there's a lot of it.
Right.
But never take the official account at face value is a principle I think we're solidly in agreement on.
And always,
and you agree that God, whatever the truth is, God knows what that truth is.
Well, of course.
And ultimately, God's going to deal with the evildoers, right?
Nothing that is hidden now shall not be revealed then. But no, you're right. And Art said it well when he just says, think out of the box. Don't be afraid of any information, wherever it leads. And if I could see the evidence of a real attack and real people, and this just coming from some Islamic group or somebody who's a crackpot, fine, I want to know that too. But how does it fit into the money trail? And that is the key, because there's always a modus and there is always a question of kibon. Thank you very much, Mark. And Rick in Arizona is up now. Bring him up. Hello, Rick.
I really think that if there was any real dead people, they would have had injuries. They would have to fly in doctors from San Francisco and L.A., Phoenix, Because most of the time, Vegas's hospital system is on divert. You know, you get a big car accident on I-15, they got to helicopter people to UCLA. I think what you got here is a bunch of micro stories that will keep you from zeroing in on the fact that it's just all fake, man. I mean, you got audio dubbed in for gunshots. I'm almost sure of it. But thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you. I would tend to agree with that. How about Reese in New York? What does he think? Come on up there, Reese.
Hi, Rick. Hey, Art.
Hello.
You know what? This is one of the few times that I'd say I have to agree with Hillary Clinton when it comes to this discussion. And it's where she said, at this point, what does it matter? You know?
Yes.
And in this context, I would agree with her sentiments. It doesn't really matter whether people were massacred or not, because the agenda is the important thing. We could be misdirected into going through hundreds of YouTube videos, and you could be sure that the FBI is putting out many of them to debunk. Oh, I hear there's the music on.
We'll hold you over. All right, stay where you are, Reese, and Art, you stay with us, too. A very, very fascinating program today, folks. Thank you for all the feedback, and we'll come right back with Art.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Deadly experiment. We're still up on YouTube, folks, and you can go and see the videos that we have. A couple of new ones going up on the Stones of Destiny. All right. Right now we're back in touch with, I believe it was Reese right now. Is that right? Are you there, Reese?
Yeah, Rick. Okay, let me give you a few bullet points here. I hear a lot of meandering with callers that call, and I'm going to give you some bullet points here. Here we go. Sheldon Adelson had a pre-scheduled meeting with President Trump. That was Monday, the day after the shooting, to discuss how to help victims. That was pre-scheduled prior to that. You know, a guy worth $33 billion comes to the White House begging for money, right, to give to the victims. Let's see what else. Okay, Paddock. You know what? I don't believe Paddock shot anybody, but I also believe he was a patsy that may have also been an arms dealer. It's possible that his two private jets may have very well been used because he was dirty himself. And just like back in Dealey Plaza, we have that police officer that was shot, J.D. Tippit.
Yes.
He could be another Tippit. In other words, he was a dirty cop, and this guy could have been a casino millionaire, and he didn't make his money possibly through lucky pulls on the roulette table or he actually made his money possibly through arms dealing, and then what they did is they threw him under the bus when they needed somebody to set up.
Yeah, well, these are all good scenarios. Yeah, they're all possible.
Now, the other thing is, you know, it doesn't really matter. At this point, it's clear. There was no children dead at Sandy Hook. We don't have time to go down that rabbit hole. But Jim Fetzer and Halbig and others have done it. Ole Damegaard has dissected that thing down to the minutiae. And by the way, I listened to your other host on this network, Spingola. It was laughable, her debunking of Fetzer. It was laughable. What she did is basically set up straw men and ignored the larger points. But I don't want to go into that here.
Well, let's have a debate. That's all you got to do is bring him on and the other side on and let them go at it. And you could solve that one very easily if you're...
Well, she'll come up with a dozen reasons, Rick. She'll come up with a dozen reasons not to have a debate. And but in any case, it doesn't matter. I don't want to waste airtime on that. But let's just face it. Here's why I'm calling. Yesterday was the 100-year anniversary from the Fatima vision. That those three children seen, and it was a message given to them. Now, that Fatima vision actually laid out what happened to the world since 1917. We're talking about the communist propagation and murdering of Christians and the agenda against the Christianity. Now, what happens this month? This month, on the 25th of October, is the 100-year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. Here's my point. There is a very good chance that they may try to do something. They've been wanting to do a bloody overthrow for a long time. It may not happen as it did in Russia on October 25th, but it could be the beginnings of it, and maybe that's what those tweets are about from Antifa, I believe, was saying on November 4th there's going to be blood in the streets. So I would keep my eyes on a bigger picture here in the month of October.
Well, I think we should always do that. You're right. There are some signs here of the time. But I think be on alert at all times that at any time another shoe could drop. And you're right. You summed it up very well and in precise time. Thank you very much for doing such a good job, Reed. And we're out of time. Art, do you have any final words?
I would just say you got a great audience and hopefully we'll talk some more. Have a good day, everyone.
You're doing a fine job of contributing. And again, Art's website, noplaceforcorruption.com. He's a busy guy, but we thank you eternally, Art, for your help. Take care. Stay well. We'll hopefully talk to you next time. All right, folks, we're out of time. Rick Adams Uncensored, and we welcome you back, God willing, next week. Until then, Yahweh bless. Goodbye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.